From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
All right, Troy, before we start listening to awesome music that you bought from Southbound Records, tell us your theory for lowering the amount or lessening the amount of plastic in the world.
Lessen the amount of humans in the world.
There we go. Troy Ferguson comes up with the full flush theory. Full flush? Like a nice big flood or a meteor?
Either or.
Nuclear holocaust?
I'd rather not that one, but...
No, me neither, but, I mean, you know, what's the saying? You're the one who said you get less humans. Just a war, perhaps.
Well, just, you know, the least...
Pandemic?
The least polluting way. How's that?
Yeah, pandemic.
That'll do.
Yeah. So the rest of the world can just get on by, or the other animals can seem to escape that particular pathogen which kills us.
That's right. Neutering, maybe?
Neutering?
Mm. All that as well.
You just have to look at mobile neutering clinics or something. There's a lot of people to get round.
They're thinking of doing that with pests, just a genetic modification that would make pests infertile so they couldn't breed.
And what's the biggest pest on the planet?
It's us,
humans.
Yes. It's us.
Who's the only animal on the planet that goes, no, we've got better ideas? Us. Anyway, let's talk music. It's much more fun. Troy, hi, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent. Now, today we've got three new records.
Good.
Well, two new records and one reissue.
Okay, all right. Shall we start with the...
What do you want to start with?
I'll start with whatever you want to start with.
Hey!
All right. You're the guest, Troy. You're the guest. Far better for me to take the reins.
All right, why don't we start with it's Gentleman... Ronald Bruner Jr.
That's exactly who I was going to say. Start with that one.
Now, do you know anything about Ronald Bruner Jr. at all?
No, it's a cool name, though.
It is. I thought you might know him because he was, along with his brother Thundercat, was in suicidal tendencies for some time.
I didn't know that Thundercat was in suicidal tendencies, bloody seas.
For 10 years, yeah.
Really?
What? Yeah.
Thundercat even played over here with suicidal. His brother wasn't in it then. Anyway.
If I see a photo, I'd know, but I didn't. Really?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, that just shows how stupid I am.
Well, Ronald Bruner Jr. He started off as a drummer, and when I say started off, I mean he started off aged 4 or something as a drummer. By the time he was 10, he was playing for Wayne Shorter, you know, the great tenor man, and Miles is, yep. He played on Kamasi Washington's The Epic.
Jesus.
And of course, he played on To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar. Yeah.
All right. So you'd be comfortable handing him a pair of sticks then?
I think so. But that's not all he does. And this is the really interesting thing about
what an interesting, diverse a bunch of artists. Wow, cool.
Right. Now, do you think he just plays drums? No. He sings. He writes.
This is the thing with these talented people. They're all over the show. Yep.
Yeah, I'd feel small, but I already do. So,
but anyway, for a tall guy, that's not a nice thing to say.
No, that's right.
7'3".
Ronald Bruner Jr. His debut album is entitled Triumph. Now, Triumph was recorded.
So this is his debut album. So he's been playing with other people for that long since he's 4, since he's 10, and now he's finally. But see, this is when moments like this in a musician's timeline. Quite phenomenal, aren't they? Because this is he's been playing, making amazing music with amazing people for that long, to actually get to a point where you go, and now I shall release my music.
Yeah. Now, how long is it going to take me to make this debut album? Well, let's say 8 years it took.
Right. 8 years, yep.
Now, your brother's Thundercat, so who are you going to get to play bass on your record? Obviously, you're going to get Thundercat.
Okay.
And you do a lot of stuff with Kamasi's band. Oh, well, we'll just use a lot of Kamasi's band on this as well.
Now, jobs for your mates is what you're saying.
That's right. Also, his dad had been a drummer as well. His dad had played with... The Temptations and Dionne Warwick
never heard of either of them.
No.
Really?
There was somehow a connection with the great keyboard player George Duke. And yes. George Duke, who died in 2013, just before he died, he recorded a track with Mr. Bruner Jr. on this record. But we won't hear that one. We'll hear a different one, shall we?
Please, can we hear Take the Time? That's my favourite.
Yeah, and this one here has Thundercat on vocals as well as... 12-string bass or however many strings are on his bass.
Yeah, his instruments are kind of doubled up and massive, huh?
Huge.
I don't know, but I mean, just before we hear this, can I just, as an aside, say I don't know about these 12-string basses and multiple headed guitars and, you know.
He played Laneway.
Octo guitars and things like that.
He definitely used every inch of the thing.
So what, this is I find it hard to describe this type of music.
Well,
because it's fusion, is it?
I guess you would loosely call it fusion. I mean, there's a jazz bass to it. It's also, it's kind of R&B. It's kind of soul. It's kind of rock, isn't it?
Yeah. But I guess it's a fusion of different sounds, isn't it?
I think so.
It's a little bit musical, is it? Like a musical. What's that? A little bit Nickelodeon channel. But very pleasant.
It's a really great diverse record. There's
a lot to listen to in a song like that, isn't there?
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, watch this bit. I mean, listen to this bit, I mean. It's a rich tapestry, isn't it? Sarah, what are your thoughts on that? Just because it's taking me mentally into a lot of places.
Manages to be batshit but accessible at the same time.
Sounds a wee bit like Shapeshifter as well there.
No, shit.
He sounded a wee bit like PD singing then. So then they have a whole bunch of really other good drums. Oh, okay, right, we're just going to get lost in that if we listen to it too hard. Which I guess is what music's all about, isn't it?
I think it is.
So that's Ronald Bruner Jr.
Triumph is the album, it's a double LP.
Isn't that drumming? Listen to it. Show off. Taking double kick to a new level. Okay, right, next.
All right, do you like show-offs?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like people who just like achieve and achieve and achieve and achieve and just...
Can't really relate to them, but yep.
Okay. In 2003, Madlib released a bunch of records, but one of them was entitled Shades of Blue, Madlib Invades Blue Note Records. Now, what it seemed it was going to be at first, I think what Blue Note thought it was going to be at first, it's, Madlib will be coming along doing a remix album using stuff from our vaults.
And, they're quite the vault, aren't they, Blue Note? Blue Note Records, for people who don't know?
Blue Note Records started by two German immigrants to the United States who were into jazz, and then they went on to basically define a particular sound. They defined sort of a bebop sound, then they, through to the 60s, defined a kind of soul jazz sound, right up to the 90s when a group called Us Three put out a record. But, a fantastic label.
Yeah. That's a good, honest record label, isn't it? Blue Note? Yeah.
Yes. Also, if you imagine the look of jazz in your head, you're probably imagining a Blue Note sleeve. Reed Miles was a fine artist. Anyway, so Madlib put out the Shades of Blue album. About half of the album was remixes of Blue Note stuff, where he didn't try to modernize it. He didn't go, I'm going to drop a beat on this. It was he actually remixed it, put some Gangstar type stuff in there. But also the other thing he did was he reinterpreted, it says. He reinterpreted some Blue Note classics. What that means is he had a bunch of fake bands that he had invented. He had invented all of the musicians in them. They all had names. They were all him. He played every instrument. let me just tell you some of the names of the group.
I've utilized the term orchestrated litany of lies once already today, but can we use it again?
There you go. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, yesterday's new quintet was his most famous group, where he is all five of the people in it. Morgan Adams Quartet plus two, he's all six of them. The Joe McDufree Experience, he's all them as well. And the one we're going to hear from is Sound Dimension, who were supposed
him as well.
Of course they were, all of them.
How many people were apparently in Sound Dimension?
Sound Dimension were a five-piece.
So no, they weren't.
A,
no,
is
they
it
weren't.
A
Troy.
Troy. Callback or?
No, I don't know.
They weren't a five-piece. That was just him.
It was a one-piece. Yeah. Madlib played it all.
And yeah. So when did he fess up about that to Blue Note?
I don't know whether Blue Note ever found out.
Well, they know now.
Well, yeah, I
good
think
one,
so.
Troy.
But the Stone's Throw were releasing albums by, particularly yesterday's new quintet, there was three or four albums released in total. I mean, Stone's Throw knew it was all him.
But everyone's having a chuckle to themselves. Like, how's the band going? Good, thanks.
Are they playing live soon? Oh, it's hard to get them all in the same place.
Can't get hold of our drummer. Anyway, so this is Madlib and
Sound Dimension.
Sound Dimension.
And
right.
This is covering...
Gosh, they play well together, don't they? That's
but,
so weird.
But do listen to the difference between this drumming and the drumming we heard Ronald Bruner doing.
Yeah, sounds like a clock.
Economically metronomical.
Yeah?
Oh, nice.
Oh, thanks, guys.
This, of course, is Song for My Father, which from the Horace Silver Quintet from 1964.
It's that thing, the, remember?
The Vibraslap.
The Vibraslap. We were talking about that on the radio the other day. Yeah?
You just like the name.
It's a good name.
I really do. Probably slip that under your duvet, wouldn't you? That's nice. So that's a song for my father.
Yep. Now there's a this record has never actually been out of print, but as of today there is a limited edition of 1,000, which is on blue and white mixed vinyl.
Get into it.
And that's Madlib Shades of Blue, Madlib Invades Blue Note. It's a really, really fantastic record. It's if you don't know the Blue Note catalogue or if you don't like Madlib, chances are you'll like this record anyway.
Ha ha, good job. Right on, and then we finish with the big boy. This is a great tune, this one. I really like this tune.
Now, it's not his new single, which, of course, as we know, is Element. Came out this week with a video, apparently. I don't watch videos, but I heard it was good.
Me neither, but the video for this one's really good.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually.
Damn is the name of the new album from Kendrick Lamar. Finally getting a vinyl release tomorrow.
Has it not been out on vinyl yet?
It has not.
Kendrick?
Yeah.
I'm going to email him.
I'm sure he'd be really happy to answer that question.
Kendrick, Mike from BFM here. Just hey, next time, sort it out.
Yeah, it's been how many months since the CD?
Because
came
that,
out?
That the Butterfly album.
Yes.
The vinyl copy of that on vinyl. Gotta have it.
Yeah.
Hey, gotta have it. That's such a great album, and a great cover. Kick-ass cover.
It is a good cover as well.
This one. Down on vinyl now. You've got it in the record store.
We've got it in the record store, but it's not on the shelf till tomorrow.
Tell me what you like about this song, Troy.
What I like about this song is that it's a simple structure, but it is super, super catchy. And I think that it demonstrates everything which makes Kendrick unique in his delivery, in his vocal delivery. I mean, usually you could say something like, that Danny Brown, he's got the most unique vocal style. Yes, he does have a unique vocal style, but probably not a high percentage of the planet could recognize straight away that it was Danny Brown. I think most people could hear it, two bars of Kendrick, and know immediately it's Kendrick Lamar.
That's what we had out on the Freak last night, and Swit It played.
Yep.
And, you know, the thing came into my head as I drove away after watching them play, I thought the beats, Public Enemy said, the beats and the rhymes are so dope.
Yep.
That's what I thought about them, and that's what it's about. You know, you can be as stick out from the crowd as you like, but if the tunes aren't awesome, then the tunes aren't awesome. This one, I like the way that this one sort of, he could have just got halfway through creating the song and still would have been a big Kendrick Lamar hit, but he takes a few chances with it too, and it goes to some funny places.
I think so.
I really like it. This is Kendrick Lamar. This is off the album Damn. And this is out on vinyl today. It's Southbound Records. Ooh.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tires skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, furnace, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and exit lit mean an extra work. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth when the prophets say, I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip hop has done more damage to young African Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my fucking life. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix, dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the villa, sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors, peaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eat it for a daughter's Brock, wearing sandals, yoga on a Monday, stretching to the fan, I'm watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never owned. I don't camera stand, I don't compromise.
I just penetrate sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy who you
know. Good God, that's awesome. That's a bit of awesomeness right there. That's why Kendrick Lamar's the man. And like I said, the video is really cool for that. That's in the store now.
Tomorrow
in the store tomorrow on vinyl. Thank you, Troy, for coming in from the crate. Really appreciate it. For Southbound Records, we do it every Thursday. But
from the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.